I hate it. I hate it. I hate it dead.
That's how Jessica Haggett feels about exercise. She's a director of science programming at a Big Brothers Big Sisters in Framingham, Massachusetts. But Jess does not hate Pokemon Go. And because of it, she's had a very different attitude about moving more.
So what's really cool to me is to see how this one super great app can get literally millions of people moving more. If you don't know about it, Pokemon Go is this smash hit augmented reality game that you could play on your smartphone, and it gets you to move more. You've got to walk to catch the Pokemon. I'd say that Pokemon Go is part of the cultural transformation of making physical activity fun.
And so today's theme on the Magic Pill is playtime. I'm Carrie Goldberg.
And I'm Dr. Eddie Phillips. Playtime can mean something as old as playing tag or as new as the whole trend of gamification, gaming for health.
Okay, wait, Eddie, you're going all academic on us just when we were about to have some fun.
Okay, but just for a moment, I'll give you the scientific grounding for the fun. You know that there are plenty of active video games, remember like Wii, Dance Dance Revolution, but a JAMA study in 2010 found that they do work to reduce sitting time and increase active time, and kids' choices were dictated mainly by enjoyment.
Okay, so to me, that goes in the famous journal of da.
You might think, but if it's so obvious, why aren't more of us adults into it?
Yeah, it's such a good point. So Pokemon Go does appeal to a lot of adults, and Jessica Haggett says it gets her competitive juices up, and the incentives are just compelling.
I picked it up, and then the first thing I did was set goals for myself. So it's, oh, I want to evolve this Pidgey, so I better go walk around. Or the eggs aspect is really great. And so it's not, you know, well, I think I'm done for the day. It's, well, there's, you know, just another half a kilometer and I can hatch this egg.
And it goes a step beyond just counting your steps.
You are able to check how far you walk within the app. So I'll keep checking and say, well, you know, I really wanted to get to that 5K today. And I'm looking at it and it says 2, it says 3, it says 4, it says 4.5. All you need to do is just that little bit more. And oh, once you do that little bit more, there's actually a Meowth over there. And oh, if you do that little bit more, you know, it kind of snowballs that way.
And, you know, Eddie, all this is exactly up the alley of Michelle Seeger, the fitness motivation guru that we heard from in earlier episodes. Because one of her very most powerful themes is that it has to be fun. And so many of us just lose sight of that.
You know, people leave this context where physical activity was a way of expressing joy and playing. Go forward, you know, 10, 15, 20 years in adulthood, where all of a sudden the meaning of physical activity has changed from something you did to have fun during your leisure time with your friends to a body sculpting tool because you've packed on 10 pounds, you know, over the last few years.
So then you start choosing forms of exercise to help you lose weight or to be healthier instead of to let you have fun. And then, of course, you don't like them. And so then you stop and it's all a big backfire and you feel like a failure. But back to Pokemon Go, that's another nice thing about it is you don't feel like a failure, right?
Right. Now, some people like a very competitive win or lose situation.
I have that sense.
But there are so many ways to be active just for pure enjoyment, like, say, laughter yoga. You won't break a sweat, but you could reduce your stress and maybe even your blood pressure. There's no stand-up involved. You just go to the class and you laugh out loud. And you don't do it alone. There are certified laughter yoga instructors like Bill and Linda Hammaker. Here's Linda.
We have a pharmacy in our head that we don't even realize, and we can release dopamine and serotonin, which is the body's natural painkiller, and lots of happiness chemicals just by laughing.
Linda says that the class must include sustained laughter, so not just like a little burst here and there. So the class is mostly just laughing.
Tune in tomorrow for the darker side of exercise motivation.
For today, your song is Jazz and IPAs by Horse Mode.